I never really thought about lead in my jewelry. I definitely never thought it was dangerous. And for the most part, it isn't. But when kids chew on or swallow contaminated jewelry, the metal can quickly spread through their bloodstream. Joanna Lin, an investigator at California Watch, said lead can cause long-term damage.
It really targets the nervous system. It can cause learning disabilities or mental developmental problems with kids. It can kill you if it gets really bad.
Generally, adults wearing contaminated jewelry are safe, but prolonged exposure to lead can cause brain and kidney damage, as well as reproductive problems. At a free screening in Echo Park, Emma Gallegos showed up to find out what was really in her jewelry.
I've heard a lot about lead being in, you know, toys and things, but I had never thought about it too hard with jewelry, so thought I'd come out and just check out my earrings and see what was in them. I'm kind of curious to know if the stuff that I'm buying has lead in it.
It's impossible to tell by its appearance if jewelry is contaminated, so a fluorescent X-ray machine scans the items for lead. Within 40 seconds, the results are in. Rainbow Apparel, a national retailer that sells kids and adult accessories, has received 5 violations for lead in the last 2 years. Rainbow's lawyer, Jeffrey Margulies, says the company didn't know the items were contaminated because the jewelry came from outside vendors. Now, Rainbow's trying to fix the problem.
First of all, it stopped buying jewelry from these two vendors. It removed all of the jewelry that was identified, as well as other jewelry that looked like the same jewelry, from the shelves in California within something like 10 days of the original notice.
While I was there, I decided to get my own necklace scanned.
It's 292.9 parts per million lead, so that's really close to the legal limit for children's jewelry.
For now, I'm safe, but I will keep my jewelry away from kids. This is Haley Fox, Annenberg Radio News.